And this is Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. This news update is brought to you by Courtney Manor of Bad Axe and by Mauer Electric. For all your electrical needs, see the professionals at Mauer Electric and Bad Axe, and by Ashley Home Store and Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home. State Representative Greg Alexander says major differences remain between the House and Senate budget proposals as lawmakers work towards a final state spending plan. Speaking during a recent meeting in Huron County, Alexander said the House approved a roughly $74.5 billion budget without new taxes. While the Senate's version exceeds $88 billion, budget negotiations are expected to continue in the coming weeks. Alexander also discussed efforts to revise Michigan's no-fault insurance law, reduce regulatory requirements involving wetlands and infrastructure maintenance, and advance property tax reforms under consideration in Lansing. Other topics included funding for local infrastructure projects, road construction safety legislation, and recent state support for improvements at Selfridge Air National Guard Base. Residents raised questions about Medicaid funding, rural health care services, military aircraft noise, fuel prices, and the potential impact of proposed tax changes as lawmakers continue debating priorities ahead of the next fiscal year. In a Huron County Circuit Court hearing this week, Judge Prill addressed several motions in the case of People of the State of Michigan versus Mark Wesley Rolfe, involving three separate felony files. 26-74-00-FC, 26-74-48-FH, and 26-74-49-FH. The court granted a motion to consolidate all three cases for a single trial, a request to which the defense had no objection. Regarding file 26-74-49-FH, the prosecution sought to add three counts of CSC fourth degree. The district court had previously bound over on only two counts without providing an explanation for its decision. Judge Prill remanded this file back to the district court, requiring an explanation for its original ruling to ensure a clear record. For file 26-74-00-FC, the prosecution's motion to add 12 counts of CSC first degree was granted. The court cited MCR 6.112H. and relevant case law determining that the amendment would not unfairly surprise or prejudice the defendant, particularly as a pretrial summary form had indicated the possibility of further charges. A motion concerning similar acts 404B was postponed, with the court deciding to wait until the remanded 26-74-49-FH file returns from the district court. And we will be right back with your obituaries next.
We all know that getting a good night's rest is important, but sometimes that is easier said than done. Your mattress may be the problem. If you're waking up tired and with aches and pains, or if your mattress has started squeaking or sagging, it may be time to upgrade. Stop into Ashley and Bad Axe and shop the Sleep Gallery today. They have mattresses in stock spanning from Twin to California King. Shop all levels of support and firmness. Mattresses by Ashley Sleep, Beautyrest, Beautyrest Black, Sealy, Serta, Simmons, and Tempur-Pedic. All in stock now. Shop the Sleep Gallery at Ashley and Bad Axe and get the good night's sleep you want and deserve. 1 year and 5 year no interest financing available. Stop into Ashley and Bad Axe today and talk to one of our sales associates to find the perfect fit for you. Ashley and Bad Axe is locally owned and operated.
So who's got the stock?
Ashley Home Store has the furniture and mattresses you need, ready for you to take home today. This is Matt Schultz. Let me show you our selection. Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe, this is home.
While you're shopping at the north side of Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by McKenzie Jewelers and Ashley Home Store.
And we have no obituaries to report at this time.
This is Carmen Messing, Marketing and Admissions Director at Courtney Manor.
There comes a time many families eventually face, the moment you realize mom or dad may need more care than you can give alone. It's never an easy decision, and it often comes with worry, questions, and emotion. At Courtney Manor, we understand how important that moment is. That's why we're here to help guide families with compassion, honesty, and trusted care every step of the way. Whether your loved one needs short-term rehabilitation after a hospital stay, skilled nursing care, or long-term support, our dedicated team is here to help them feel safe, comfortable, and respected. When the time comes to make that call people who really care. Courtney Manor in Bad Axe. Schedule a personal tour today at 989-269-9983. Courtney Manor is a Sienna Healthcare managed community, and we are truly all about you.
And we are back with your national and international news. The United States Supreme Court has declined to hear a highly anticipated case concerning state-level data privacy restrictions, leaving a patchwork of local laws intact for now. Tech advocacy groups expressed disappointment, warning that the lack of a uniform federal standard places an undue compliance burden on smaller digital startups. The decision means that strict consumer privacy frameworks recently enacted in states like California and Texas will remain fully enforceable. Industry analysts predict that this will intensify pressure on Congress to finally pass a comprehensive, bipartisan National Data Privacy Act later this year. And the Port of Los Angeles has officially activated its first fully autonomous freight corridors, utilizing self-driving semi-trucks to move shipping containers to inland distribution centers. Port authorities claim the high-tech initiative will boost cargo processing efficiency by 40% and significantly alleviate local harbor congestion. The rollout has drawn sharp criticism from regional labor unions who claim the automation directly threatens thousands of traditional trucking and logistics jobs. Union leaders are threatening localized walkouts if safety and employment guarantees are not fully renegotiated. And the Department of the Treasury has issued a national security alert detailing a massive spike in sophisticated banking fraud driven by synthetic identity theft. Criminal syndicates are reportedly combining real social security numbers with entirely fabricated personal data to open fraudulent accounts that slip past traditional security algorithms. Federal banking regulators are urging financial institutions to immediately adopt biometric verification systems for all new online account creations. The scam has already cost commercial banks an estimated $3 billion in losses during the first half of the year alone. And in international news, the government of Thailand has ordered its trade ministers to enter immediate emergency tariff negotiations with Washington to secure favorable export terms before a critical midsummer deadline. The urgency comes as the U.S. continues to finalize a series of exclusive trade deals with rival developing economies across Asia. Compounding the economic pressure, the Bank of Thailand has warned that the national inflation is projected to surpass 5% this year. The economic strain is being driven primarily by a surge in expensive oil imports and the mounting cost of government energy subsidies. And Vietnam's Ministry of Technology has announced a major national initiative to crack down on intellectual property theft and rampant digital piracy within the country's booming e-commerce sector. Hanoi is facing intense international pressure to uphold the stringent copyright standards laid out in recent global trade pacts. While state officials are deploying advanced tracking software to scrub illicit listings from the web, they acknowledge that enforcement remains a challenge. Concurrently, Vietnam's natural rubber sector is seeing a massive financial boom as rising global oil prices drive up the cost of synthetic alternatives. And a new report released by the United Nations Refugee Agency reveals that conflict and severe climate-induced droughts have driven displacement figures in sub-Saharan Africa to historic highs. Over 30 million people across the continent are now classified as internally displaced, creating an unprecedented humanitarian emergency. International aid agencies are warning of widespread famine if global funding goals are not met within the month. The UN is calling on Western nations to significantly increase direct financial aid and ease log jams on global food distribution networks. And we will be right back after this message from our sponsor, Maurer Electric.
Maurer Electric, the leading electrical company of the thumb, has been serving customers since 1975. Their skilled management and technical staff are committed to providing reliable, responsive, and knowledgeable electric design and construction services for any project you have. Maurer Electric is proud to be a second-generation family-owned business that cares about the communities they serve. So when it comes to any electric project you need done, call Maurer Electric of Bad Axe.
This is Nikki from Maurer Electric. When it comes to any electric project you need done, call Maurer Electric of Bad Axe at 989-269-8171 or go to MaurerElectricMI.com.
Maurer Electric, serving the thumb of Michigan and beyond since 1975.
And we are back, and that was your news for this hour, but you can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I am Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.